Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Total Money Makeover, 2013, by Dave Ramsey, an influential figure in the realm of personal finance. This book presents a practical, straightforward guide to reshaping your financial destiny through 7 essential steps, regardless of your current financial turmoil. Offering more than just tips, it's a roadmap to financial security and preparing confidently for retirement. Dave Ramsey, an acclaimed American author, radio host, television personality, and motivational speaker, is renowned for his expertise in finance and debt freedom. His advice has transformed the lives of millions, making The Total Money Makeover an essential read. This book is tailored for those eager to revolutionize their financial health, escape the chains of debt, and lay a solid foundation for their future, including preparing for retirement or saving for their children's education. Join us as we unpack the wisdom of The Total Money Makeover and take the first steps towards a prosperous financial future. The Total Money Makeover, a proven plan for finance fitness. Introduction: Unlocking Financial Fitness. Dave Ramsey's Guide to a Wealthier You. Diving into the world of financial advice often feels like swimming against a relentless tide. Everywhere you turn, self-proclaimed experts tout their strategies as the golden ticket to wealth. Yet, in this sea of endless promises, sifting through to find genuine, practical advice can be a Herculean task. But fear not. Amidst the cacophony lies a beacon of hope, a straightforward, unpretentious plan from esteemed financial guru Dave Ramsey. This plan is not about quick riches or unattainable dreams. Instead, it's a blueprint for anyone yearning to achieve financial stability and wellness, a goal many of us hold dear, yet find elusive. In this exploration of financial rejuvenation, you'll uncover insights that challenge common perceptions and encourage a closer examination of your financial health. Here lies the roadmap to not just dreaming about financial fitness, but actually achieving it. One key insight forces us to confront an uncomfortable truth. Many of us aren't as financially secure as we'd like to believe. It's easy to get caught in the illusion of comfort, where living paycheck to paycheck is mistaken for stability. This realization is the first step towards genuine financial freedom, acknowledging the gap between perception and reality. Moreover, the discussion veers into somewhat controversial territory, questioning the universally accepted value of a college education. In an era where student loans can cripple financial growth for decades, it invites us to rethink whether the conventional path to success is worth its steep price. This isn't a dismissal of education, but a call to weigh its benefits against the potential financial strain it brings. Lastly, the journey towards financial fitness is likened to the adage of how to eat an elephant, one bite at a time. This metaphor beautifully encapsulates the essence of Dave Ramsey's financial philosophy. The journey to financial security is not achieved through giant leaps or overnight success. It's the consistent, disciplined, small steps that gradually lead to the summit of financial wellness. In sum, the guidance drawn from Dave Ramsey's expertise isn't just about managing money, it's about transforming your relationship with it. By revisiting our assumptions, questioning societal norms, and embracing a step-by-step approach, financial fitness isn't just a distant dream. It becomes an achievable reality. Part 1. The Mirage of Financial Stability. It's time to wake up. How many of us consider ourselves to be in a good place financially? You've got a steady job, the keys to a car, maybe even a home to call your own. Financial woes seem like a distant worry, tucked far away on the horizon. But here's a wake-up call. That sense of financial serenity you're basking in, it might be nothing more than an illusion. Now, let's run a little thought experiment. Imagine, just for a moment, that your main source of income abruptly stops. What's your game plan? For many, the honest answer is a resounding, I don't know. And that's precisely the issue. The bedrock of financial security we think we stand on is often much thinner than we realize. Let's look at Sarah's story, a real-life example that brings this point home. Sarah and her husband, after tying the knot, found themselves making a comfortable combined income of over $75,000 a year with manageable debts. They felt financially secure, secure enough to sign a hefty mortgage for a house. But that security quickly crumbled when Sarah lost her job, a $55,000 blow to their income. Facing foreclosure, their financial stability was revealed to be a house of cards. Sarah's ordeal underlines a stark reality. Financial calamity can strike with little warning, derailing even the most seemingly secure situations. So, what's the solution? The answer is proactive action. It's all too easy to cruise along, assuming we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But that mindset is a trap. Financial downturns can sneak up gradually, making it crucial to take preventative steps now, rather than scrambling for solutions in the midst of crisis. It recalls the analogy of the frog in slowly boiling water, unaware of the danger until it's too late. This could very well be the story of your financial life, the security you feel slowly eroding, unbeknownst to you until it's gone. The time for change is not tomorrow, not when the warning signs start flashing. It's today. Let's not wait for the water to boil. Recognize the illusion of security for what it is and take deliberate action towards securing your financial future. Part 2. Breaking free from the chains of debt. In today's society, debt isn't just common, it's expected. Everywhere we look, the allure of buying now and paying later tempts us. Need a new car? Finance it. Dreaming of owning a home? There's a mortgage for that. Craving the latest gadgets and gizmos? Just put it on the credit card. This narrative has become so deeply interwoven into the fabric of our lives that the notion of living debt-free seems almost unfathomable. Consider this. You, like many others, might be navigating through a sea of financial obligations. Student loans, mortgage payments, car loans, not to mention the creeping menace of credit card debt. It's a scenario that's all too familiar. One of the author's clients even considered it perfectly normal to juggle $72,000 in rental property debt alongside $35,000 owed on credit cards and student loans. But here's the hard truth. While debt may be ubiquitous, it's a treacherous path that leads not to financial prosperity, but to precariousness. Credit cards, emblematic of this peril, epitomize the illusion of affluence. They offer the promise of instant gratification, disguising the steep price of future financial fragility. The repercussions are stark, with the American Bankruptcy Institute revealing a staggering statistic. 69% of bankruptcy filings cite insurmountable credit card debt as the catalyst. Yet, the irony of the situation is palpable. Many accumulate debt in a bid to project wealth, whereas true financial success stories often feature a starkly different philosophy. A commanding 75% of the Forbes 400, a litany of the wealthiest individuals, champions debt freedom as the cornerstone of wealth accumulation. Moreover, household names in the corporate sphere, including Walgreens, Cisco, and Harley-Davidson, exemplify this ethos by operating without relying on borrowed money. This reveals a compelling truth. If entities of such scale and individuals of immense wealth can thrive without succumbing to debt, isn't it time we reconsider our own financial shackles? The journey to financial liberation begins with a shift in perspective, recognizing debt not as an inevitable staple of modern life, but as a barrier to true financial freedom. Let's challenge the status quo and dare to envision a life unencumbered by debt. Part 3. Laying the foundation, your first step toward financial health. We've unveiled the harsh truth that swimming through life on a sea of credit isn't the way to anchor financial security. So where do we pivot from here? The journey towards financial well-being isn't a sprint but a marathon, requiring a carefully plotted route and the patience to tackle it one stride at a time. Consider the daunting task of eating an elephant, a feat obviously impossible if attempted in one gulp. Instead, you'd strategize, starting with smaller, manageable pieces. This analogy perfectly mirrors the approach you should take with your finances. Attempting to overhaul your mortgage, shrink your credit card debt, and max out your 401k contributions all at once is a recipe for disaster. Instead, focus on incremental, sustainable changes. So, what's the first milestone on this financial voyage? It's simpler than you might think: establishing a starter emergency fund. Picture this fund as your financial safety net, intended to catch you when life inevitably throws a curveball. According to Money Magazine, an astonishing 78% of individuals are hit by a significant financial blow every decade, be it an unplanned medical emergency, sudden job loss, or urgent home repair. Without a safety cushion, these unforeseen events can push you straight into the quagmire of debt. Setting aside a modest sum of $1,000 marks the initial step in your total money makeover. While $1,000 may not seem like a fortune, it's substantial enough to buffer against minor emergencies without thrusting you deeper into the debt spiral. But beware, this fund is strictly for emergencies. Treating it like a personal ATM for impromptu expenses defeats its purpose. Should you need to dip into it, make replenishing it a top priority. This modest step is more than just financial prudence. It's a declaration of your commitment to break free from the cycle of debt and lay the groundwork for a secure, prosperous future. Part 4. Building momentum. Tackling debts and bolstering your safety net. With the foundation of your emergency starter fund firmly in place, you've taken a crucial first step towards financial rejuvenation. Now, it's time to shift gears and confront the mountain of debt that may be overshadowing your financial landscape. The next phase in your total money makeover journey involves two pivotal steps: creating a debt snowball and substantially growing your emergency fund. The concept of the debt snowball is simple yet profoundly impactful. Imagine initiating a small snowball down a hill. As it rolls, it gradually gathers more snow, growing in size and momentum with every turn. This is the essence of the debt snowball method. You begin by itemizing all your debts, from the smallest to the largest. The strategy is to aggressively pay off the smallest debt first, then channel the funds you are using for that debt towards the next smallest, and so on. This approach not only simplifies your debt repayment strategy, but also offers psychological wins that motivate you to keep pushing forward. With the smaller debts cleared and your confidence bolstered, the next step is to augment your emergency fund. The aim here is ambitious yet attainable. Amass enough savings to cover your living expenses for a period of 3 to 6 months. The target amount is variable, contingent on individual or family needs, but typically falls between $5,000 to $25,000. To put this into perspective, if your monthly expenditure averages $3,000, setting a goal of $10,000 or more for your emergency fund would be prudent. The security this expanded emergency fund provides cannot be overstated. Imagine the peace of mind that comes from knowing you have a cushion to sustain you for months should any unforeseen financial hurdles arise. This buffer not only aids in navigating through setbacks, but also empowers you to continue your journey towards financial independence without being derailed by emergencies. As you chip away at your debts, knowing that your enlarged emergency fund is there to back you up instills a sense of confidence and stability, allowing you to focus on achieving your ultimate goal of financial freedom. Part 5. Fortifying your future. Smart investing for a secure retirement. Confronted with the shadow of retirement looming in the distance, many of us are haunted by the uncertainty of our financial future. The question hangs heavy: will we have sufficient funds to support ourselves comfortably when our working days come to an end? The pathway to embolden your golden years and dispel these anxieties is encapsulated in step 4 of the total money makeover: committing 15% of your income to retirement investments. Though the idea of allocating a sizable portion of your paycheck to retirement savings may appear daunting, the justification for such a strategy is clear and compelling. Envisioning a retirement that is free from fiscal dependency is not only empowering, but essential. Depending too heavily on government pensions is a precarious plan. Placing faith in an inefficient system to secure a dignified retirement seems increasingly like a gamble against long odds. The temptation might arise to skimp on your retirement savings, rationalizing that resources might be better directed towards immediate goals, such as contributing to your children's education or expediting the payoff of your mortgage. Yet, this perspective neglects a critical consideration. Neither a mortgage-free home nor your children's academic accomplishments will safeguard your financial independence during retirement. A stark reality faces too many seniors, owning their homes outright, yet struggling to make ends meet due to a lack of liquid assets. So, how should you go about investing that 15% to ensure it bears fruit in your retirement years? Mutual funds emerge as the author's recommended vehicle for their robust potential returns. Historically, the stock market has yielded an average return just shy of 12%. Mutual funds strategically harness this potential, offering a promising avenue for accruing wealth over the long haul. When selecting mutual funds, prioritize those with a proven track record of success, extending over a span of at least 5 to 10 years. Diversification is key. Spread your investment across different types of funds to enhance your portfolio's resilience. A sound allocation strategy, as suggested, is to invest 25% each in growth and income, blue chip funds, growth equity funds, international funds, and aggressive, high return, higher risk funds. This balanced approach not only mitigates risk through diversification, but also positions you to capitalize on the varying growth potential across different market segments. By diligently adhering to this strategy, you lay the groundwork for a retirement characterized by financial autonomy and comfort, a fitting reward for a lifetime of hard work. Part 6. Charting a debt-free course to college. The aspiration to provide a college education for their children is a dream cherished by nearly every parent. In pursuit of this noble goal, many are willing to wade into the murky waters of debt, both for themselves and their offspring. Yet, if there's one lesson we've underscored so far, it's that debt is an adversary to be avoided at all costs, particularly when it comes to financing education. Dubbed generation debt, today's students are graduating under the heavy yoke of loans, with figures averaging between $25,000 to $27,000. This financial burden isn't just a passing cloud, but a lingering storm that disrupts financial stability and future plans. So, what are the alternatives to this debt-laden path? Naturally, scholarships represent a golden ticket for the academically or athletically gifted. Saving diligently over the years to amass a college fund is another venerable strategy. However, there's a third, often overlooked avenue that holds promising potential: the Education Savings Account, ESA, especially when coupled with growth stock mutual fund investments. Imagine this: by allocating just $2,000 annually towards an ESA from the day your child is born until they turn 18, and investing that sum in a mutual fund averaging a 12% return, you could potentially amass a college fund of around $126,000. This approach not only provides for tuition but also for essential living expenses, and all without the specter of debt looming overhead. Moreover, an ESA offers the added benefit of tax-free withdrawals, provided the funds are used for educational expenses. This financial vehicle not only empowers you to fund your child's college dream, but to do so in a manner that aligns with the principles of financial prudence and foresight. Nevertheless, amidst these planning endeavors, it's crucial to pause and ponder the true value of a college degree. Daniel Goleman, in his seminal work Emotional Intelligence, posits that a mere 15% of success is attributable to education and training. The lion's share, an overwhelming 85%, is determined by qualities such as attitude, perseverance, diligence, and vision. This insight invites a reevaluation of the relentless pursuit of a degree at the cost of financial bondage. Embarking on the college journey should not necessitate a plunge into debt. As you navigate your child's educational future, let wisdom, foresight, and strategic financial planning light the way to a brighter, debt-free horizon. Part 7. Conquering Your Mortgage, the Final Frontier to Debt Freedom. For many, the journey through financial wilderness often leads to one monumental challenge: paying off the mortgage. This behemoth of a debt, typically spanning decades, represents not just a financial obligation, but a psychological barrier to true financial freedom. Step 6 of the Total Money Makeover is your clarion call to tackle this giant head-on, aiming to obliterate it from your list of liabilities as quickly as humanly possible. Achieving this milestone is akin to crossing the finish line in your quest for absolute debt freedom. Yet, the path is fraught with temptations and pitfalls, enticements that threaten to derail your progress. One common temptation is the advice to leverage your home's equity through borrowing, lured by the siren song of low interest rates with grand plans of beating the market. Let's play with numbers for a moment. Suppose you borrow $100,000 against your home at an 8% interest rate, then dive into the stock market expecting a 12% return. On paper, you net a $4,000 profit after paying off the mortgage interest. However, this simplistic calculation blatantly ignores the harsh realities of taxes and fees that invariably eat into your profits, leaving you a paltry $1,000 richer and immeasurably more stressed. Another common pitfall is the allure of a 30-year mortgage, sweetened with intentions of early repayment within 15 years. Life, however, is notorious for throwing curveballs. Unexpected expenses invariably crop up, diverting funds that were earmarked for mortgage acceleration. Without the discipline enforced by legal obligation, the lofty aspiration of doubling up on payments frequently falls by the wayside. Yet, there exists a straightforward, albeit often overlooked, solution: opting for a shorter-term mortgage right out of the gate. The difference is staggering. For example, trading a 30-year term for a 15-year mortgage at a 7% interest rate could save you a whopping $150,000 over the life of the loan. Imagine the possibilities unlocked by such a saving. Paying off your mortgage early isn't just a financial strategy. It's a liberation from the most significant debt most of us will ever shoulder. It requires vigilance against tempting but flawed advice, a steadfast commitment to your financial strategy, and the courage to choose the path less traveled by opting for a shorter mortgage term from the start. The reward? A life of unparalleled financial freedom awaits. Part 8. Embracing Financial Freedom: The Joy of Spending and Giving Wisely. Congratulations are in order. You're perched at the summit of your financial transformation, gazing down upon the journey that has sculpted you into a paragon of financial fitness. With debt settled and savings flourishing, you stand at the threshold of the final chapter of the Total Money Makeover, the art of responsibly building and distributing your wealth. At this juncture, wise counsel becomes invaluable. Aligning yourself with a cadre of financial maestros, tax advisors, CPAs, estate planning attorneys, will ensure your continued prosperity. They are the compass that will guide your financial ship through the uncharted waters of wealth accumulation and preservation. Yet, amidst the complexities of financial strategizing, the importance of adherence to your plan cannot be overstated. As time marches on, the temptation to react impulsively to market fluctuations will test your resolve. Stay the course. Minor ebbs and flows are dwarfed by the market's propensity for growth over the long haul. But what of life's pleasures? Financial fitness does not entail a vow of asceticism. Quite the contrary, the Total Money Makeover isn't just about accumulating wealth, it's about enjoying it too. Whether it's the allure of a luxury watch, the behind-the-wheel thrill of a high-end car, or the comfort of a dream home, indulgence is not just permissible, it's encouraged. provided it's within the realm of what you can truly afford. This mantra of living within your means ensures that financial freedom is accompanied by genuine happiness, rather than overshadowed by the weight of unmanageable extravagance. Moreover, this journey reveals an often overlooked facet of financial well-being: the profound joy of generosity. The act of giving, be it to loved ones or charitable causes, emerges as an equally gratifying counterpart to spending. This, however, is predicated on an essential truth: you must possess wealth before you can share it. Thus, as you stand at the conclusion of your transformative journey, embrace the liberty financial independence bestows upon you. The path you've traversed has not just led you to a place of comfort and security, it's unlocked a deeper understanding of the value of wealth, not just in numbers, but in the freedom to enjoy and share it responsibly. Welcome to a life of enriched satisfaction, where every monetary decision is a reflection of your journey to and triumph in financial fitness. Final summary. In the labyrinth of life's financial demands, genuine security often remains elusive, masquerading as a mere mirage on the horizon. Yet, the blueprint for achieving tangible financial freedom lies within our grasp, delineated through 7 methodical and transformative steps. These baby steps offer not just a lifeline, but a comprehensive strategy to dismantle the facade of comfort and forge a path toward a life unburdened by debt and financial uncertainty. Embrace this journey with resolve and discover the power of deliberate, incremental change. As you embark on this voyage toward fiscal wellness, each step builds on the last, culminating in a state of financial empowerment, a sanctuary of stability, abundance, and peace. And thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.